For those that don't know, the Dulce base is supposedly an underground facility in New Mexico where aliens, humans, and hybrid creatures work together on secret projects. Some say it's a hoax, others say it's a cover-up for the Illuminati's secret meetings, but we don't really fucking care. It's more fun to imagine a world where we're not alone in the universe and where conspiracy theories are the norm. So if you're ready to dive deep into the rabbit hole, buckle up and join us for the Dulce Base Chronicles. Just don't forget to wear your tinfoil hat because we don't want the mind-reading aliens to steal your thoughts.
They're coming to get you. By the power of Christ.
This is
me.
Hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Hello, and welcome back yet again to another edition of Well, Hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I'm Zach. And joining me is
Spar.
And
Lindy.
Just spit it out in a minute. How you guys doing?
Good.
Today we get to do some shit that I like to talk about, and I'm excited about it. I'm all about the alien stuff, man. Now we kind of broke this episode up. It's kind of weird. If you want to catch the very first part of this, we actually did it on the live stream. Because we weren't sure it was all going to fit into an hour, and we're trying to keep it around that. So, go check out our Facebook live page or go check out the live page on our YouTube channel, and you can check out the first part about this on there if you would like to find out more info. But we're going to stay kind of broad on this. I'm sure I will, get the chance to do a deep dive on this some point down the road. But until then, I thought, yeah, let's just talk about some weird shit. So, what's new and exciting? Anything? No.
Nope.
Not
just research.
Trying to sleep.
This one was a head scratcher for me because I was like, okay, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? Because there's so much shit on this. It's not even funny.
When you said you were going to do this, I went down one hell of a rabbit hole.
Yeah. Did you have a little fun with old Phil there, did you?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to get into Phil.
A rabbit hole in alien conspiracies? No way.
Yeah. Maybe it's a lizard hole.
We'll get there. Guys, thanks again for continuing to like, rate, and review the podcast. It really helps us out
a lot.
It does. I know Matt really, really appreciates it. He told me he's going to beat me if we didn't do at least three or four more this week. So please. Anyway, you guys ready?
Yeah, we are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I should have made a tinfoil hat. I mean, I really should have.
Could it? Would it? Should have, Matt. I've got this whole room covered. This whole room is just wrapped in tinfoil that I'm in right now.
Just cover the walls.
Yeah, yeah. It's a really surprise that I can get any sort of Wi-Fi signal in this room. It's crazy.
I'll be recording from a large Faraday cage from now on.
Yes. Please. I want to get that on video.
I'm just going to say, if the aliens want to read my thoughts, there's just a bunch of
good luck with that
murder research in there. So, I mean, enjoy. Yeah. They don't have to listen to episodes. If you read my thoughts, it's fine. Yeah,
like that, my kid's schedule and a bunch of song lyrics that I shouldn't know the words too.
Just because, like, you wrote it, don't mean
stuff
you remember
like that.
It.
That's no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like bass. How low can you go? Bro.
Yeah.
Turn it up.
Yeah, throw.
Stuff like that. There you go.
It's going to be my head all day now. Bring the noise.
The music you hear through the walls because of your children. So, yeah.
Yep. Yep. All right. Hold your breath. Here we go. You ready? Mm-hmm. All right. So, dulce bass. We're going to start out this episode by talking about Thomas Costello. All right. Now, in the 70s, this man named Thomas Edwin Costello made some startling claims about the existence of an underground facility called the Dulce Base. He claimed that this base was located in Dulce, New Mexico, and was run jointly by humans and extraterrestrial beings. Anyone?
Anyone? I'm on board. So far,
so good. There's a lot that I could say here, but I feel like you're going to get into it.
A little bit. Now, according to Costello, the Dulce Base is an underground facility that stretches for miles, and it's like 3 miles beneath the surface of the Earth. Now, he claims that this base was built as a joint venture between the U.S. government and several extraterrestrial races. Apparently, the Dulce Base construction was started around 1937 or 1938 by the Army Corps of Engineers and was enlarged over the years. Most recent work was completed in 1965 to 66 to connect tunnels to several other bases, such as Area 51, Los Alamos, Mount Shasta in Northern California, and they are all connected via this magnetic train system that can reach speeds of Mach 2 and actually floats on a rail. So, did I lose you yet? It's just like straight out of the gate. It's just like,
here we go. I was picturing the train from Disney World, but it can do Mach 2.
But it can do Mach 2. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, Costello also.
I still got to bring the noise in my head, though. Luckily, I didn't have that.
Yeah.
When he's going to dance off now.
Whoop, whoop.
Shit, guys. What am I going to do with you? All right. So Costello also stated these original caverns were naturally made and that the Draco, the reptilian humanoid aliens, which they say they're not alien, they say they're from here. They used these natural caverns in tunnels for centuries. He said the original caverns included ice caves and sulfur springs that the aliens found perfect for their needs. The Dulce Caverns rival
But wait, they weren't aliens.
I know. No. There's more than that. There are other aliens there, too. Okay. But we'll get into that. See what I mean? This is fucking bad shit. Not stuff. I love it. Now, the Dulce Caverns supposedly rival Carlsbad Caverns in size. He also stated that most of the Native Americans living in that area were well aware of the base and could tell about the underground life forms that frequently are spotted near those communities. And when I say different life forms, I'm talking like apparently hybrid type creatures that were found, like cows with human parts and hybrid shit like that, and Bigfoot. Bigfoot. They're saying that.
So there's are we talking about genetic testing?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll get there. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with the RAND Corporation. They do a lot of shit for the government, black books type shit. And apparently they became involved in construction. Part of the tunnel system was blasted by nuclear devices in the 60s to clear out bigger sections. And then later sections like the shuttle tunnels were formed by advancing tunneling machines that lift the walls smooth. And he said they looked like polished glass after they burned through.
It's a hell of a machine.
He said there are.
That would be cool to see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He said 1,700 miles of paved miles of road under Dulce in northern New Mexico.
And they could blast through 2.5 miles of this rock a day?
A day.
Yeah.
With this machine. It was made from alien technology.
Of course.
Okay. So then there's another 800 miles of tunnels going towards Los Alamos. And he also said that they weren't done. The bass is still growing out. Okay.
That's a big fucking bass.
He said it was massive. He said multi-level underground complex that had at least 7 levels. He only could get to level 7 because that's where his clearance quit. He said there were other levels under that, but that it didn't, he couldn't access. Apparently he was, in the Air Force and had a high security clearance. He worked at this and, like I said, Area 51. And he was involved with security at both of these places. Now this multi-level underground complex, with 7 levels, each level had was dedicated to a different area of research. He said the first level was primarily for security and communications, with lots of armed guards stationed at various checkpoints to ensure that no unauthorized personnel could gain access to the facility. That's pretty self-explanatory. Yep. He said that this was where he was actually stationed, but he would have to go down to all the other levels constantly. Now, he said the second level was for the human staff housing. And you notice I just said human yeah. staff housing, right?
Differentiate between the other staff housings.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, then under that one, the third level, it was administrative level, where the human and alien scientists would meet to plan and coordinate the research project.
Naturally.
So, yeah. Sounds like just another day at the office. Well, what'd you do last night, Bob? Nothing. You know? Weird. How about you, Quagmire? Now, he said they did some fucking evil shit. He said the fourth level apparently was where they conducted mind control experiments on people, which is kind of fucked up, if you ask me. And then level 5 was for alien housing. I'm trying to remember. Okay, yeah. Level 6 was where they did the majority of the genetic engineering experiments. And that's where they had the zoo. He claimed that scientists were using humans and animal DNA to create hybrid creatures, which they placed on display. And that's why they called it the zoo, because they would have all this shit in cages, just like laying around. Just another day at the office, Bob.
I don't like this at all.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So
that's a bit fucked up.
He said the 7th level, that's where the lowest level he could get to was just a cryogenic storage facility, which was like this massive hangar that housed various genetic creations and human beings on ice.
So the lowest he could get to, was he ever tempted to check out lower levels?
He didn't have access to him. His card would not let him access.
You want to knock a guard out or something? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well.
Well, yeah.
Coming later, I wouldn't want a face.
Yeah. Yeah. Cass.
Also, could you breathe any further than that?
I don't know, man.
He said they kind of stunk. Yeah, the aliens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a zoo below the human living quarters. I can't imagine that this was pleasant or is pleasant or... Count me out. I just want to go down for the train. I just want to ride the train.
Disneyland. It's like Disneyland. Yeah. So as for what finally motivated him to come forward with all these claims, he said was a combination of factors. He said he was becoming increasingly disturbed by the nature of the experiments being conducted at the facility. And he felt like he had this moral obligation to share what he knew with the public. I think that he wasn't supposed to talk to all these people down, like the people they were doing all these mind control experiments on, for instance. Okay. He wasn't supposed to talk to them. Apparently they were supposed to be all like mental patients. And he got the nerve up. Well, he had one of these people approach him. He's like, "Hey, my name is blah, blah, blah. Look me up. You know, I'm from this town." And he looked him up and sure as shit, the guy's not mental. He's just fucking missing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So they're basically stealing people.
Even if he was a mental patient, they're stealing people.
Yeah.
They're stealing people. Yeah.
They do whatever the fuck they want to with them, you know, and that's not right, is it? That's not right. No. He also alleged he was being harassed and threatened by individuals associated with the base who were trying to silence him and prevent him from speaking out. So in response, he decided to go public with his story, giving some interviews to journalists in an attempt to expose the existence of this Dulce base to the world. He claimed he did not want the world to forget all the missing people that were kept there. And he did kind of disappear. And I guess his family disappeared too, apparently.
Oh, well, at least they kept them together.
No. Like he was like apparently in South America for a while. Then he went to Europe.
Oh.
But he would get on this website apparently, and he would answer people's questions on this forum board. And I will put the link in the description. And if you really want to fucking go down the rabbit hole, holy shit.
David, I think got so nothing much on these
I
people.
Left out of this because this, I was just like, nah, I'm not even touching that. Nope. I'll touch a little bit on it, and then I'm going to leave it alone. If you really,
I think I dove deep enough.
Yeah.
I formed my own opinions.
Yeah. Okay, so Costello alleged that the extraterrestrials who worked on the base were of different species, including grays, reptilians, and Nordic. Okay, the grays are like the little guys that we think of, you know, coming out of the ship. Mm-hmm. The reptilians are the Dracos. Those are the ones that are apparently from Earth, been living underground for hundreds, thousands of years. They were in charge. And then the Nordics were like the tall grays. Okay. And the little gray guys, apparently they're like the worker bees. They go out, and then the Nordics are next in line. And then, but they all fall under the reptilians. Like the reptilians rule everything.
Mm-hmm. So bumblebees, hornets, wasps,
yeah.
Murder bees?
Murder bees. Yep. He said that all these different species worked alongside human scientists to conduct various experiments, including genetic engineering and mind control. Mind control, you say? What's that? MK what?
What?
Ultra? What? Anyway. What?
There was no LSD in the water.
I mean, I think at one time there was. There was. Yeah. Fuck. So he says he witnessed many strange things during this time at the base, including meetings between.
Was he drinking the water?
Probably. I mean, I think it happened.
He was forced to.
You're 2 miles underground and you get thirsty. Yeah, what else are you going to do?
There's a rule on this base, and you have to drink a gallon of water a day.
Oh, shit. So he said he saw the creation of human hybrid alien creatures. And then he says he was eventually fired from his job after he began to ask too many questions about, you know, the nature of the experiments being done.
That's part that I don't understand. Are they really going to fire you, or are they like firing you out of a cannon into the sun?
I think that's probably more likely the case.
okay.
Like I said, I did not really do a whole bunch of due diligence on this one. Because I was afraid to go down that rabbit hole that far. Because I don't know.
I just feel like if you have that much information, they're not just letting you go.
Oh, yeah.
Bye,
yeah.
Have a nice day. Go tell all of our secrets. Oh, yeah.
Don't come back, but don't say anything.
What?
Yeah.
Right?
As far as
if we catch you, yeah. I don't think so.
As far as I know, there's no evidence support any of his claims. But there are definitely some strange things that have been reported around the area. You know, like the strange light. There's lots of, I think Dulce is like apparently per capita has the most UFO sightings in the world of unidentified.
And this is near like Truth and Consequence, New Mexico, right?
I believe so. Yeah. Right there.
The I Colorado think it's like River. The major. Yeah, I think
New Mexico and Arizona are huge with sightings.
Yeah. So they see these sightings and then they hear these weird sounds coming from underground in the air.
And just see trucks disappear.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So some duty shit. And then, you know, like I mentioned earlier, if you check out the live stream, a lot of animal mutilations in the area, that some people think probably may be real. They could be linked to experiments being conducted at Dulce Base. Some people think that it's actually aliens. They live off of cow blood.
And so, just 'cause they'd
that could be that.
And get high off of it.
Yeah. No, that's human secretions. Oh, that's human secretions.
My bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. God, Lindy, get your shit together.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Don't be throwing out non-facts in this episode.
Right? Out of order. All kinds of jumbles. Sorry.
All right. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
To move on? I'm so ready. Are we going into Phil?
Yeah. All right. Yes. Well, the next little bit about Dulce would have to involve one of the strangest fucking cases I've ever read involving conspiracy shit. Phil Schneider. Okay. So Phil fucking Schneider was a real piece of work. He claimed that there was a secret military base known as Dulce Base near Dulce, New Mexico. And obviously, you know, it's a subject of a lot of speculation and controversy over the years. This is one of the most talked about UFO alien conspiracy theories out there, I believe. But Phil's rendition of this is fucking batshit. I mean, like,
which rendition?
Yeah. Well, the one that I read. Okay. So I read a book based on all the shit that he supposedly claimed to have happened to him. And I also watched a documentary called Underground, and yeah, if this shit's real, we're fucked. Mm-hmm. We're fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. You ready to go?
Yep.
Hold your breath.
Here we go.
And Phil Schneider. Okay. He was a U.S. government geologist and structural engineer. And he was also one of the few people who claimed to have seen the Dulce base with his own eyes. According to him, he was involved in the construction of a base for Los Alamos Labs on the southwestern portion of the Archuleta Mesa mountain range located near the Colorado-New Mexico border. He claimed that this base was part of a much larger network of underground installations. Does this sound familiar?
Sure does.
And these installations were scattered around the world with at least 131 bases located in the U.S. alone as of 1995.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of fucking bases.
Yep. Well, you'd have to have a lot of tunnels.
Just in the U.S.
Yeah. Now, Phil's story starts in 1979 when he was brought in to help with the drilling process for this base. His job was to determine the best solutions to eliminate the different rock types that they would encounter and the sediment types, I guess. And when they were drilling down the 2.5 miles to the desired depth.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a hop, skip, and a jump, right? 2.5 miles. Holy shit.
Real question. Didn't they have a machine that blasted these smooth like marble?
No.
2.5 miles a day?
That was the last story. Mm-hmm. That was the last story.
But why would the government bring him in instead of just using this machine to whoop, do exactly what they needed?
I don't know.
So many questions.
Four holes.
It's just the way it is.
Don't fucking look at me. I just...
This is just the start of my frustrations with this story.
Well,
it's fine.
Here's the deal. It's because we're taking three different people's claims, and there are many more, by the way.
Oh yeah.
And some of them line up and some of them don't. But all I can tell you is that Phil said they chose me for this project specifically for my mental fortitude. He says the conditions he was working under were both physically and mentally challenging, but he was up to the task. Phil, I've watched several videos of Phil giving some of his lectures, and
he was a fucking nut job.
He reminds me of he reminds me of Jim Gaffigan if he was older and just completely not funny.
Right.
Hot pocket.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Pizza square.
Yep. So Schneider worked, as he worked on this project, he began to notice strange occurrences. He said he noted seeing green berets and black berets carrying automatic weapons around the geology camp on the site where they were. That's kind of fucked up. And he said that was his first indication that something out of the ordinary was possibly taking
place. You think
so? So, but real question. Mm. Weren't black berets part of NATO?
Supposedly.
NATO wasn't even formed yet.
Not that you knew.
Actually, it was. The Black Berets could have been Army Rangers, too, because Army Rangers wear Black Berets as well. And it could have been. Okay. It also could have been Delta Force, because Delta Force was about about a year and a half old at that point. So these could have been Delta Force guys. I don't know.
So he's just getting his names mixed up.
Possibly. he also said Secret Service men were there too, and we'll get into it. I'm gonna let you talk a lot of smack.
Yes.
So Phil
this
said,
is my episode to talk shit.
There you go. Phil claimed that it wasn't until one of the first two holes they were digging reached the desired depth that he encountered something really bizarre. So he says, as they reached the depth of 2.5 miles down, 2.5 fucking miles mm-hmm. down. How the fuck do you do that? That's a lot of pipe, man. He says this sulfurous smell and this black soot began to rise out of one of the holes when they reached the desired depth. Yeah. And when they started.
But how did it get that high? You're 2.5 miles down. It's going to rise and like fall back. It's fine.
She's so angry.
It's fine. Yeah. I am. This guy made me really mad.
I got a better question for you, Lindy. How the fuck do you drill 2.5 fucking miles down?
Well, I mean, they, like I just said, they had machines that just blasted. It marbleized sediment. So, I mean, I believe that they can do anything at this point. There's
aliens
involved.
So you're
saying
it got so hot that it like crystallized the sides so it wouldn't cave in as they were going down. What was the deal?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what she says.
Yeah. Or, you know, those are big fucking holes. Like, really wide.
Lindy's getting all mad and shit at me, I feel like. And I'm just like, dude.
I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at Phil Schneider.
Well, you.
Which I shouldn't be. Okay. It's fine.
I was going to say. It's too late to bitch him out, Lindy. It's too late to bitch him out.
I've never known a person that got so irrational.
I might need to use a Ouija board and bring him back.
Zach, I've never known a person.
We were talking about Ben fucking Franklin.
And then we get so irrationally angry.
Except me, maybe.
Well, hi. My name's Lindy. I'm irrationally angry at stupid shit.
I was kind of poking fun at myself.
No.
God, every time, Matt. Every time. Oh, shit. That's funny.
Fucking Sony.
See, now I'm on the bandwagon with you. I'm angry.
You're welcome. Now you're as mad as me.
Oh, some Madonna children. All right. So, where were we at? Okay. So, they smell the sulfur. They, you know, they... when they reach their desired depth, some soot just coming up and stuff. So they have to drill 4 holes to make this base, I guess. And then they blast out sections when they reach certain depths. So then that would be the levels. So anyway, while they're drilling one of the two remaining holes, the equipment kept coming up broken. So they send Phil down in this basket with a couple other guys to determine the best course of action to finish this dig.
2.5 miles.
Yeah. Damn. No, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump.
Be there to see. I mean,
right.
So when they get to the bottom of the hole they've got so far, he says, okay. So when he gets to the bottom of the hole, he says he encountered a 7-foot-tall gray alien. And he's in like a hazmat type suit, right?
Mm-hmm.
and he like fumbles, and he says he pulls out his Walther PPK pistol, and he fires, and he kills it.
But into the hazmat suit.
No, the gray.
He killed the gray.
Yeah. And then, but does the hazmat suit have pockets in it? Because last time I checked,
I don't know. Maybe he's wearing a gun belt over it.
Good. Okay, that's fair. That's fair. All right, that's fair.
I don't know.
They sent them down into a hole with nothing in it.
Yeah.
With a gun belt on the outside of his hazmat suit.
Why are there black berets and green berets here? And Secret Service agents. I don't know.
I'm following. It makes perfect sense.
I'm just telling you what Phil said. So this is just for the people, just telling them.
I'm with you.
All right. So Phil kills this fucking alien, but then as soon as he kills it, two more emerge from the darkness, and then he shoots another one. And then before he can shoot another one, which by the way, he said they smelled like fucking garbage. So before he can shoot another one, he says this alien pulls out. He just like puts his hand towards his chest and shoots this blue beam of light at him.
Mm.
And when this light hits him, it hits him in the chest. And he says it, quote, opened him up like a fish. Whatever.
By the way, which by the way is Phil Schneider's favorite thing to say. If you listen to any of his interviews, he says, by the way, 10 million times.
Trust me, I listen to plenty of them. In this interview,
at this point, he goes on to say, this is one of the two points that make me the most mad about this whole fucking thing. I'd show you the scars, but there's ladies present, and I don't want to gore them out.
Yeah, this is true.
Go fuck yourself, Phil Schneider.
I don't think he can anymore.
No, probably not. But
so Phil claimed that this blue beam was some sort of electrical force similar to being struck by lightning, that it burnt his toenails off. He also lost two fingers and some toes from this blue light.
That he didn't lose being a journeyman.
Yeah. Well, this is what he claimed. Then he claimed that a green beret allegedly shoved him back into the basket, pushed the button, sending him back up to the surface. But in the process, this green beret died trying to save him. So
that green beret was a very nice guy. But how did he get down there? Because wasn't Phil the only one in the basket?
No, he said there was two guys with him.
Yeah. He didn't go down by himself. Yeah. So, according to Phil, he learned later that the U.S. government had known that these alien beings, these tall grays, had been in camp there in an internal base for 400 to 500 years. Mm-hmm. And that they'd basically drilled right on top of them. And he claimed that 66 Secret Service agents, green berets, and black berets died. Because the government kept them in the dark on the alien threat. That's about all I can do. Yeah. Obviously, after he's had these horrible injuries, he's placed on disability in government healthcare, and he claims that his medication that he received, it like wiped out his memory of all these events. And then when he got married many years later to his wife. They were only married a short time. She got him to go to other doctors.
He loved his government more than he loved his wife.
I'd do it. Yeah. So he goes to these other doctors, they change his medication, and he slowly starts to remember all these events that had taken place. And he starts telling his wife, man, I don't want you to think I'm crazy, but there was this one time where they sent me down in this 2.5 mile hole, and you know how I don't have a couple fingers on this hands? Because they got shot off by an alien with a blue light beam.
Blue lightning beam.
And yeah. So
normally when people start off a sentence that says, I don't want you to think I'm crazy, but you're going to think I'm crazy.
I wonder if he showed his wife the scar on his chest or if he thought that it would gore her out too much.
I don't know. It depends on if she was man enough, I guess. That's what he was like, right?
Yeah. Couldn't handle that.
Anyway.
Mm-mm. She didn't give birth to his child or anything.
Actually.
Definitely couldn't handle seeing a scar on his chest.
Well, that kid had come from somewhere.
Almost sounds like it was an excuse.
Yeah. So after he started to remember all these events, Phil became friends with this retired Air Force officer by the name of Ronald. I think it's Rommel.
So like
Ronald Rommel. Yeah, Rommel.
Wasn't there like high ranking German officer that was?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Like Phil made some fucked up claims. Like, okay. He said his father had been a Nazi U-boat captain, taken prisoner by the U.S. soldiers, and then later switched sides to help the U.S. Navy work on the Manhattan Project.
Switch sides.
We got to leave that one alone, too. That's
I don't think switch sides. I think it's you're coming and you're going to do this. Or you're going to die. You could live and come with us, or you can die.
Phil,
his dad was... Navy. I mean, he was in the Navy, but he was
a doctor, I believe.
A naval officer for the he was a naval officer, medical doctor for the U.S.
Yeah, Navy. Yeah,
from his enlistment on.
Yeah.
So he was never even in Germany.
That's correct. But Phil's, you know, he's true to God. He says my dad was a Nazi, even though he can't prove any of it. He had some fucking weird shit to say. Like he said. You know, he had been in attendance at Black Book meeting involving the New World Order.
You know, naturally.
And that he had been on $1 million retainer for that. But then he resigned when he found out about the alien agenda that, you know, the aliens were all going to take over the world, the reptoids, the draconians, and that we were all supposed to be their slaves. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Was this Phil or his dad?
This is what Phil said. No, about Phil.
About himself or his dad?
Just him. Just him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, back to Ronald Rommel. His buddy, Ronald Rommel. Rommel. So he was a retired Air Force, I believe, but he had been writing a little monthly newsletter about the alien agenda. And apparently, Ronald was found dead on August 6, 1993, in a park. Suicide. Self-inflicted gunshot wound, it said. But there were a few little things surrounding his death that were kind of not so much. Like, if this guy put the gun in his mouth and blew his head off, then why was the shell on the wrong side if he was right-handed? And why was the gun on the wrong side? And why was there two shells missing from this clip that should have been full? And why was there no blood on the gun? Shit like that.
Stuff that makes sense.
Nothing big. He also had a book that he was working on that was going to come out pretty soon. Mysteriously, all that shit disappeared, according to Phil. And I guess he went on and a couple of different news stations and gave interviews about this and saying, he didn't commit suicide. There were a couple of weird things. And actually, I think his friend's death, that's when he decided he was going to speak out in the hopes that more of his friends wouldn't turn up dead. This is what he says.
That makes sense.
So he begins these speaking engagements about his experiences in, it was like early 95, I think. At that point, he says there had been 11 people that he knew that were involved in these Black Book projects that had died under mysterious circumstances. But Phil says, nope, they didn't kill themselves. You know, these were all apparent suicides. He said, nope. They were silenced because they knew too much about the government's involvement with extraterrestrial technology.
Not as much as me, and I'm still alive, but...
Because I'm the only living person to have survived a blast that's even talking about this stuff, by the way.
Yeah. I guess I watched, like, at least two of these presentations. And I think the thing that stands out to me is it's like, sometimes he just crosses his head and he goes, they don't just send Green Berets to New Mexico for no reason.
Unless there's a base there.
Yeah. Is there a base right there?
Yeah. Several. Maybe several. They do.
And I mean, there's nothing else around. So yeah. You're drilling 2.5 miles.
That's pretty weird too, huh?
Into the ground. Yeah. I'm going to show up to watch.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, much like Costello, Phil says, you know, there's gray aliens were conducting bizarre medical experiments on mankind, live humans and samples of DNA. And these grays, they absorb human blood for sustenance. And that's why the military was present at Dulce. I don't know. This is just the shit he said.
Didn't he also say that they were present because of contracts?
I don't remember that part, possibly.
The military, what else did he showed? Green Berets?
Yeah.
There were contracts signed between the military and the aliens.
Yeah.
For
which one?
Us to be able to use.
Which one?
Yeah, there's four.
Yeah.
So for us to be able to use their base, because they had already built the base, the aliens had already built the base.
No, I think that was after this little supposed Dulce War that takes place for 66.
Oh, okay.
That's after that. So that was before the.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. God, get your shit together, Lindy. Jeez. Some fucking batshit stuff. I'm sorry.
It's not like this story goes in every direction or anything.
The only thing it has is like some of these.
Take a train.
They all connect some sort of dots in the middle somewhere. But apparently he would show all these various metals that he claimed to be of alien origin. He would describe your magnetic train system that connects all the bases in the U.S. that reach speeds of Mach 2. What else did he say? Oh, yeah. He also said that he had shot and killed an FBI agent in self-defense on the way to one of these conferences.
Actually, he got shot in the shoulder.
Yep. And then he said, you know, well, why do you think shouldn't I be arrested right now? He said, no, they're not coming after me because they know then they have to acknowledge that this is all real. What else did he say? His daughter had been almost kidnapped by Black Ops people, right?
And his badass wife pulled a gun on the guy and said, you're not going anywhere with my daughter. That's going to stop. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll do it. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll do, pig. I'll do. Now, I want you to understand something. These are the more realistic claims that he made. Mm-hmm. Okay. There was some.
That metal is element 140.
Yeah, something like that. Well, no, we're going into Bob Lazar territory.
It's big with Bob.
Yeah, that's.
No, that was Phil Schneider.
Yeah. Was no, no.
The metal that the alien metal that he was showing everyone.
The ones that.
Was
the,
it. The metal he said that it was element 140.
Yeah.
And that it was. Non-pregnable, so it couldn't be
impregnable. It couldn't be. It can. Yeah. It can't be impregnated. So,
yeah, and it was like
make some condoms out of that shit.
I can't remember what else he said about the metal. There's a bunch of shit.
He said all kinds of shit.
It depends on what. When he was talking, at what point in time he was talking. I'm sure.
Each of the different presentations that I listened to, that's the thing that fucks me up a lot, is he stayed very, he didn't read a script, but he stayed very, very close for a lot of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
There were the number of species of aliens and how many were good and how many were bad and all of these other things that changed.
And see,
the alien metals and the pictures and all of that stuff. They were very, he had that memorized.
Yeah.
Let's go with that one.
Yeah. Yeah. He had it scripted out. Yeah. When that, I don't know. I mean, we'll get into it, but first let's talk about this dead fuck. Oh, what's that? Yeah. He's dead. I would say briefly, let's see. He was on this Luxor circuit for about a year, like maybe 13 months, right? On January 17th, he started in 95. So he was found dead on January 17th, 1996 in his apartment in, I think it's Wilsonville, Oregon. And he had a catheter hose wrapped around his neck. And it was ruled a suicide at first. But
shocker.
Here's, you know,
because that's the way I want to go, with a piss smelling rope around my neck.
Ivy was pulling a David Carradine.
Yeah, you know, he'd stated that, you know, if he turned up dead and it looked like he'd killed himself, he said that he had to be a cover up. Some government had to be involved in this. Mm-hmm. What makes it kind of crazy is how he could have tied this 6-inch hose around his neck 3 times, seeing as he was missing his index and his middle finger on one of his hands. How the fuck do you do that?
And the way, that it was knotted, like it was knotted like right here. Yeah. So that
he had enough medication in his house, and he had a gun in his house, and that would have been a lot less painful for him. I guess they sent off for his toxicology reports, and those mysteriously disappeared, along with all the notes from his lectures and all this other shit. His ex-wife said all that shit disappeared off, you know, from when they went in to get his body. It was gone.
I think this guy's batshit enough to actually kill himself to make it look like he was murdered.
Well,
the thing is, though, is that he was... Okay, he had cancer.
Yes, he did. Because of that, his bones were really brittle. He had to use a wheelchair. So I don't think he could have fucking done it. I mean, think about it. You're missing two fingers. Okay, these two fingers are gone. And you're going to tie a catheter tube, wrap it around your neck 3 times, and tie it using your thumb and your ring finger on one hand? How the fuck? You're going to... I couldn't do that. I mean... That's fucked up. Yeah.
But they also, ex-wife, said something about his social security.
Yeah. Apparently he had a different social security number than the one that he had when they got married. She found it. And then she traced back that he had worked for several companies that do work for the military. And she found a whole bunch of his work history that way. So that is backed up. He probably did do some jobs for the government. He was an engineer. He was a geologist. That much is true. And other than that, it's hard telling. You know, some people think he's been silenced by the government. Some think he was murdered by those who wanted to keep the knowledge of Dulce Base and all this extraterrestrial technology bullshit a secret.
He was out.
I think it's a fucking fun story.
He was out telling about it for over a year, though, right? So, I mean, they were...
Well, this is 95. Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, there was no TikTok. It was no Twitter. None of that.
The people that go to...
As far as I know, I don't
think... I did listen to...
Go to those conferences and stuff like David Icke. When I heard about him and started listening to some of the stuff, which I can't sit through a whole one because what are they, like 5 hours long, that dude will ramble on. There's like thousands of people that go to these.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the interviews has Phil and two other guys out in Dulce chasing, like, with cameras. Chasing all of these lights and stuff.
You should.
And you can hear them talking. They're recording a bunch of stuff.
I didn't see that.
So they're talking about... It's at the end of part 2.
Okay. I must not have caught that one.
Yeah. So you had to like go through all of the music stuff. I'm kind of now, because of us, I'm kind of a fan of going all the way through, like skipping to the very end. I was like, I wonder if these guys have any outtakes. So him and two other guys are out at Dulce, and they're basically UFO chasing.
Yeah.
And one of the guys is talking, he's got a video camera, and the other two were like investigating stuff. So they're chasing all of this stuff around her. I mean, at least they're saying that they are. Obviously, you know, there's no actual video footage that came out of it.
Right.
Or anything, but it was really interesting to listen to that part of it. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, what are they chasing? But they were like, where the hell did they even come from? There's nothing on the ground. Like, look around. You can see all of this stuff.
Yeah.
So obviously maybe they didn't intend to send it out. Maybe they just, you know, like, I don't, who the hell really knows, but... You know, Dulce is a very flat area.
Well,
and they're saying that this thing just lifted off of the ground all of a sudden.
So where did it come from? It came from underground.
Yeah.
It came from a tunnel underground. Goddamn underground Dulce base, man. Woo! It launched it right off that magnetic train, man. Yep. Woo!
That's why it needed to go so fast.
Yep.
Right? Yep. That was our launching pad?
It like catapulted them out.
You know, there's... there's no real evidence to back any of this
shit
up.
You're shitting me.
But... it's fun.
I never would have guessed.
And Matt, it's fun.
It is. It is fun.
I mean, really fun. Yeah, I love it.
It's fun. It's frustrating. It's...
well, it's
alive.
I don't know. It's in my wheelhouse because more than anything, you know what?
Yes.
I want to believe. Sir.
Yes. Yes.
Anyway, guys, that's all I've got on this one. Like I said, I know I didn't really hit a whole lot of everything, but covered a lot of ground.
Yeah.
And this opens so many things. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah. And
we touched a little bit on.
I mean, this is the first time
we've pole points
that we've mentioned,
you know, like South Pole, and
we haven't mentioned multiple alien races.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first
treaties,
time. Yeah.
Government conspiracies, underground bases. Oh, there's another thing that Phil Snyder said that I love.
Yeah.
He said every single black ops base in the world kills between one and five or takes down between one and five unidentified flying objects every day.
Wow.
Every single day.
Wow.
Run that by me again. Between one and five. And the United States takes down the least.
Mm.
What? Right.
That's kind of odd, huh? Could be because of the treaty we have with the Draconians.
It could be. But the treaty,
the thing that I scared,
just says
that they will, they'll allow them to basically take us, experiment on us, and
they just have to provide a list of who they took.
Yeah, in exchange for alien technology, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that they can mutilate all of the animals that they want, basically.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a better deal for
them.
That's what
we gave them in exchange for the base.
Yeah. You feel like this was a good door opener.
I'll swallow your soul. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, shit. I think the scary thing about this whole story, if it's true, is the fact that, was it like $4.3 trillion spent on black book projects? That means money not accounted for, that just fucking gone since 1995. Mm-hmm. Trillion. We paid that, by the way.
How that works.
To make this shit? To make these fucking underground bases? Nah, I don't think so.
For us to disappear too?
Yeah. That's the scariest thing to me.
They have to have a place to put all those UFOs they're blasting out of the sky, apparently.
Yeah.
Right? Well, I thought that was Area 51, though.
They got to have a nice big factory to make all those anal probes that stick out Matt's booty. Yeah.
Or maybe, just maybe, we're re-engineering these UFOs so that we can fly them.
Could be. Could be.
While they're blasting them down.
Time will tell. Well, guys, thank you once again for hanging out with us today. This was a fun one for me. Thank you for letting me do this, you two.
Thanks for letting me talk all the shits.
I was going to say that the next live that we do, we'll just let Lindy rant her ass off about how mad she is.
Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me, man. Yeah. We know what does it now. We'll just have to bring up old Phil. Yep. Phil Schneider. Yeah. Tell me again about old Phil there, Lindy. Huh? What do you think about old Phil? Huh?
God. That guy.
No, it's
if somebody hadn't wrapped a catheter around his neck already. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm gonna make you do that again in an Italian, like that fucking guy. Somebody needs to fucking take care of that fucking guy. Forget about it. All right.
You know that thing?
Well, guys, that's it for this week.
Care of it.
What thing? I don't know what you're talking about. Forget about it.
Oh, I love it.
All right. Well, guys, until next week, thanks again for joining us. I'm Zach.
Or
Lindy.
And we will see you next Tuesday.
They're coming to get you.
By the power of Christ.
This is
me.
Hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
I want to believe.